This is KUNM. I'm Kaveh Movahed. Leaders with the Black New Mexico movement have been out multiple times in the lead up to this election, demonstrating for racial justice and working to get folks registered to vote. That's what they were doing last month at a rally in Rio Rancho when their event was overtaken by counter-protesters. No More Normal executive producer Marisa DeMarco spoke with organizer Barbara Jordan about her priorities this election season and racism in the city she calls home.
I came here to Rio Rancho as my last assignment to retire out of the Air Force. I was stationed at Kirtland Air Force Base, and when I got here, I was under the impression that I had found, you know, like a nice place to live and raise my child for him to have his high school years.
I attended to cover the September 12th Black New Mexico Movement demonstration.
We were met with so much anger. You know, from Trump supporters who are trying to make it a political event. People may have heard me say, my life is not political. Our Black lives are not a political statement, but they tried to make it about that.
Yeah, and it's not lost on me that what we were looking at was a voter registration drive. There's two tables, yeah. There's people making speeches in a little PA. There's what, maybe 50 people out there in support
exactly.
of you? We're looking at a rally for racial justice versus a Trump rally.
Right, exactly. I'm assuming just because the event was put on by Black New Mexico Movement, that's where the problem lies. These people are out here with their Trump pin sign, and they're trying to convert their American flag into their racist symbol. You know, I served this country for 20-plus years, so that's my flag. And they love to use the word patriot. And I'm like, how? Where? Because last time I remember, I was the one in Afghanistan fighting for this country, getting shot at with bombs going off to support this country, not the people who are over there holding up a Trump-Pence flag. If our presence bothers them that much, just imagine what they do day-to-day to people of color. Imagine if one of them is a teacher, what my child, what other people of color have to go through in the classroom. And so they really showed me what Rio Rancho is all about. And we're going to continue to fight against the racism here no matter what. I'm not going anywhere.
One thing that's happening right now that I'm hearing a lot of people talk about is Biden and Harris. Are these really the people who are going to enact the kind of policy changes that we need to see?
I tell people we have to get back into the driver's seat of politics, right? And that starts with our local government on up. But right now, we have an administration that is not even open to the idea of equality. Mm-hmm. And that's a problem.
What are some policies you think people need to be aware of and that need to be part of campaigns on a local level or a national level?
Are we going to recognize implicit bias in the medical community? Are we going to recognize that our schools in the lower economic areas, that they need money too for improvement, not just the privileged kids? Are they talking about mental health in these schools? So those are the issues that are dear to me, of course, along with systemic racism, defunding the police. People hate to see the word defund. But I often re-explain it, like, why would I continue to put money into a system that is killing my Black and brown brothers and sisters? We need to get back to that community-type policing, and I just don't see why any police department needs militarized weapons.
If you had one last thing to say about what's at stake in this election.
We have to make a move to begin to dismantle the blatant, open racism. For those people to say on September 12th, get out of our city, reminded me of Jim Crow days. And it reminded me that racism has never went away. It only evolves, okay? And so we have got to get out there and vote and dismantle this racist system from the top down and from the bottom up. Our lives depend on it.
I want to thank you so much for being on our show today, Barbara.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
That was Marisa DeBarco speaking with Black New Mexico Movement organizer Barbara Jordan. A longer version originally aired as part of this week's episode of No More Normal called What's at Stake. Find it at KUNM.org.